The Pickup Truck, October 23, 2010, by Ernie Knoll. Please note, while God and His people do not approve of the smoking habit, God knows the heart in cases of last-minute conversions, as shown in the following dream. This dream also illustrates how individuals will be led by God to reach others for Him. It is important that they ask for help from the Holy Spirit and not go ahead of God because of wrong impressions. Manuscript Releases, Volume 17, page 291, says, "There will always be obstacles before us, but we are to follow our leader and meet our difficulties unitedly, hand in hand. There is only one way to heaven. We must walk in the footsteps of Jesus, doing His works, even as He did the works of His Father. We must study His ways, not man's ways. We must obey His will, not our own. Walk carefully. Do not go ahead of Christ. Make no move without consulting your leader. Ask in humble prayer, and ye shall receive. He is the way, the truth, the life." End quote. In my dream, I am an observer watching and listening to a conversation in Spanish between two men. Even though I do not know the language, I understand the words perfectly. One of the men is plainly dressed and stands holding a Bible. The other man is not happy about something. The man with the Bible speaks gently and smiles at the unhappy man. I now notice a much older man walking out the door of a house. I understand him to be in his 80s. He calls to the unhappy man, whom I now understand is his son. The father asks him to come to him and to bring the man with the Bible. The old man is holding a cigarette and begins coughing. He tells his son to be quiet so he can talk. Then he begins telling the man with the Bible that he does not need God or a Savior to pray to. As he points to an old pickup truck in the street, he says, "You see that truck? It always takes me where I need to go. I know I can depend on it. If I need to go somewhere, I get in, start it, and drive there. If that truck has trouble running, then I fix what is broken and keep going. It has been a good friend, and it has always served me well. I have said that when I die, I want to be buried in it. That old truck is the only God or Savior I need. It takes care of me, and I take care of it." The old man coughs again. The man with the Bible looks over at the truck and says, "It's a great truck. You really have taken good care of her. That's a 48, isn't it?" The old man smiles and says, "You know your trucks. Want to look at some pictures of the old girl? Come on inside." The old man tells his visitor to have a seat and asks if he would like something to drink. The man answers that he would, and the father tells his son to get a cup of water and to make sure it is a clean cup. The old man begins relating how he had been in the Korean War many years ago. He had made himself a promise that when he got home, he was going to drive a new 1948 Ford pickup truck off the lot. Since the Korean War was in the early 1950s, the truck was used but new to the old man. Day after day, he kept imagining himself putting down all the money he earned and driving away in his new truck. Finally, he was discharged from the army and returned home. He said he and his girlfriend went together to the dealer to buy the truck. As I listen to the old man talk about his truck, I understand that it played a large part in his life. He relates how one day he lifted his girlfriend onto the end of the truck's tailgate, got on his knees, and asked if she would marry him. He tells how cans were tied to the back of the truck on their wedding day. He shares how he and his wife built the house they are in by using the truck to move the building supplies. He explains how they made a living using his truck, from picking fruit to moving people. His only son was born in his truck on the way to the hospital. He speaks of the many hard times and good times with his truck. I then notice the man with the Bible look down, and it is as if I hear his thoughts. These words are silently spoken. "Father in heaven, you have sent me, and I have come. I do not know what to say. I need your Spirit now to give me the right words." He now looks at the old man and says, "It looks like you and your truck have had a lot of history together." The old man tells how he lost his wife a few years back, and how her casket was carried to the cemetery in his truck. He says that she was a saint, a woman of God. He smiles and looks down at the floor for a few moments. All is quiet. He now smashes his burning cigarette out and coughs some more. He looks at his visitor and says, "You know, I understand that my truck can be repaired, but I am getting to the place where I cannot be repaired." The visitor leans forward and replies, "Your wife is hoping to see you beside her when she hears Jesus call to her." The old man says, "Yeah, but I have been an evil man. I have done so much wrong. I know I will not be able to stand next to her." The visitor now explains, "All have sinned. Many have made great mistakes. All you need to do is know in your heart that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, came to this earth and died so that you can be saved. Tell the Heavenly Father that you believe in His Son and accept His sacrifice for you. Then, if you tell the Father you are sorry for all your sins and ask Him to forgive you, He will, and His Son will welcome you with open arms." The old man now leans back in his chair and is in deep thought. He looks at his visitor and says, "You know, I have done a lot of things that I would never say out loud. I have done some things I am not proud of. I have done things my wife would be very unhappy about. My whole life I have done a lot of very bad things." The visitor responds, "You do not need to tell any one of these things. Tell it to your Father in heaven. He is ready to listen right now. If you tell Him you are sorry and ask that He forgive you, He will." The old man explains that he cannot kneel anymore. The visitor tells him to kneel in his heart and in his mind. The old man leans back, closes his eyes, and a peace comes over his face. The visitor now kneels next to the old man. I now notice whom I know to be the old man's guardian angel standing beside him. His wings slowly fold and close around him, and he bows his head. I do not understand what I am seeing as another angel appears and hands what looks like a glass tablet to the guardian angel. I now see a third angel holding in his right hand what resembles a spear pointed downwards. On the other end is what looks like a plain white flag or pennant. The guardian angel and the angel who held the tablet fly upwards and are gone. I now know that it is a marking angel who remains. Now I understand that peace came over the old man's face because he had very briefly spoken in his heart to his heavenly Father. God in His divine wisdom knew the man's heart and now grants him the resting peace from his life of sin. He will rest in the grave and in the arms of Jesus until that day when he returns as he said he would. He will call the man from the ground to everlasting life. In an instant the great forgiving Father heard the old man's prayer. He was found and forgiven. All has been very quiet. Tears are streaming down my face when I hear a familiar voice call out my heavenly name. The herald says, "The Father waits for all to approach His throne. He has a forgiving love for each one who asks for it." I am now instantly taken back into the corridor where I have been before. The herald explains that if we are asked to go and serve, we are to go and serve. If we are one who receives a visit, we are not to turn away the one who comes to visit. The Heavenly Father sends whom He wants to send. We should all listen to the words given by God. There will be some who will read or hear these words and comment about it being a good story. The Holy Spirit does not go to a person merely to tell good stories. Those who only hear this as a story are simply emotionally entertained and do not hear the voice of the great Comforter. Those who hear these words and are brought to the divine throne of God's mercy do so because they hear the soft, gentle voice of the Comforter. The herald explains that what I saw and observed has many lessons that can be learned through the teaching of the Holy Spirit.